This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I don't know if any of you in this service would be familiar with a book known as the McGuffey Reader. It was in the 18th and 19th century a book that was used in public schools, or the only schools of the day, to teach children to read. Now, what's shocking to me in this day and age, in the McGuffey Reader, in one edition, the ABCs were taught to children in this way. A stood for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B stood for believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. C stood for confess your sins and you will be forgiven. And on it went. It was scripturally based and it was foundationally related to the Bible. And today, if you did this, number one, people would laugh hysterically that you would try to do that. But number two, they would be lining up to file lawsuits and saying things like, don't you dare foist your belief system on me. Don't you dare shove scripture down my throat. And yet the irony of ironies about our culture today, according to William Bennett, who's a former Secretary of Education, that we live in an era that almost seems dedicated to the corruption of the young, to assuring the loss of children's innocence before their time. He says since 1960, there's been a 500% increase in violent crime. But don't you dare bring scripture into my school. There's been a 400% increase in out-of-wedlock births, tripling of the percentage of children living in single-parent homes, tripling of the teenage suicide rate, doubling the divorce rate, and a drop of 75 points in the SAT scores of our students. But don't you dare bring scripture into my child's life. One out of four women will be sexually assaulted or abused in some time in her lifetime, but don't you dare bring up scripture into my child's education. What's my point is that we have pushed God out of our educational system and we've created a system that is a system of chaos, utter chaos in our system today. Today I begin a brand new sermon series from the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament. What is Proverbs? Proverbs are a series of sayings that are not quippy little sayings like Ben Franklin, you know, a penny saved is a penny earned. They're based in the wisdom and knowledge of God. They're based in an understanding of who God is. And the thrust of Proverbs is this word, wisdom. I want to define wisdom. I want you to write it down in your notes. Wisdom is looking at life from God's point of view. Wisdom is not the accumulation of knowledge. It's not an accumulation of information. Increase my information level. That's not what wisdom is. Wisdom is seeing life from God's point of view. Seeing life from God's point of view. I've chosen chapter 2 to begin this series for the next 12 weeks. I want you to listen to chapter 2. It's very brief. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Here's the key verse, verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He's a shield to those whose walk is blameless. He guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul.
We'll continue tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.